from Boise. This weekend is St. Patty's Day. It's on Sunday, March 17th. 'Tis the time to eat some corned beef and hash, drink some Guinness, or maybe a green beer, even though I always question how, like, is that healthy? And it's the time to catch a performance by our beloved local bagpipe band, the Boise Highlanders, which is what today's story is all about. This story was written by Julie Sarasqueta and gives you a glimpse into how this, like, all-volunteer band operates. So here we go. I'm just going to get into it. If you want to see some photos that go along with this story, you can check those out in the newsletter, which is in your inbox or at fromboise.com. Judy Pittman remembers the moment she first heard bagpipes. It was her grandparents' 50th anniversary party, and their neighbor's son serenaded them to celebrate. And Pittman was awestruck by the instrument's big, plaintive sound. "I thought I had died right there on the spot," said Pittman. She was 7 years old. Decades later, Pittman's love for the traditional Scottish instrument has only grown. Luckily, she found a community of fellow fanatics years ago. Pittman is part of the Boise Highlanders, a stalwart group of players and dancers who have been bringing Scottish culture to the Treasure Valley since 1961. The Highlanders boast the largest bagpipe band in Idaho and are one of the longest-serving such bands in the entire Northwest. For many Boiseans, they transform St. Patrick's Day from an excuse to drink beer to an actual cultural event. The Highlanders have a punishing St. Patrick's schedule that sees musicians in full costume fanning out to locations all over the Treasure Valley over the course of 3 days. It's a tradition that dates back to at least the early 1990s, though Pittman and pipe major Bill Early remember playing gigs and passing the hat in the 80s. It took a man with an unlikely last name to organize the St. Patrick's Day performances we know now, Ron Lopez. Lopez, his mother was of Scottish heritage and his father was of Spanish, was a member of the Highlanders from the early 70s until he died on January 16, 2024. He was the band's manager, taught people how to play the bagpipes, served as pipe major, and served as a mentor for generations of students, including Pittman, who learned how to play from Lopez. "I think we all knew Ron was doing a big job," Pittman said, "but I don't think any of us realized how big of a job it was. He had a lot of help at home from his wife and daughter and grandsons and so forth, but it's an enormous job," end quote. A St. Patrick's Day tradition. Michael White, the Highlanders band manager and snare drummer, stepped in to organize this year's St. Patrick's Day shows. He said, quote, "This was to be the passed down St. Patrick's Day," White says of Lopez. "He and I were going to work on it together and he was going to show me the ropes. So I'm learning on the fly a little bit," end quote. Lopez's daughter, Sarah, and his wife, Joyce, have helped White organize. Businesses start calling as early as January to ensure the Highlanders play their venues. And on St. Patrick's Day weekend, four teams of players will spread out from Eagle to downtown Boise so everyone gets a chance to hear the pipes. In fact, the money they make from the restaurants who pay to have the Highlanders on hand supports the organization for the rest of the year. "We have a blast doing it," Pittman said. "We don't make bazillions of dollars or anything, but we certainly make enough money," end quote. But you won't just find the Highlanders in the Treasure Valley during one weekend in March. They're part of the annual Robbie Burns Night, hosted by the Boise Scottish Caledonian Society. The organization's dancers, drummers, and pipers are also a key part of the Trailing of the Sheep Festival in Ketchum, where they help celebrate the many ethnic groups that built and maintained the sheep industry in the area. This year's performance schedule also includes a performance at the America's Global Village Festival in Ontario, Oregon, the Emmett Cherry Festival, the Athena Caledonian Games in Athena, Oregon, and the Bitterroot Celtic Games in Hamilton, Montana. But the group would love to do even more. There are similar bands that travel to competitions regularly, including events like the World Pipe Band Championships in Scotland. It's not a cheap proposition, though. Highlanders are responsible for buying their own pipes, which can range anywhere from a couple $100 for a used instrument to well into the thousands. The Highlanders buy drums for their drummers and shoes for their dancers, but everything else is the responsibility of individual members. "A single kilt's like $1,000, White said. But for people who love to play music and dance, obstacles are not a deterrent. The Highlanders practice frequently at a church in Meridian, On a recent night, drummers sat facing each other and rapped out beats on the table in front of them, while the sound of bagpipes floated in the distance and the dancers practiced their routines in an adjacent room. Anyone can join the Highlanders. You don't have to be of Scottish ancestry. So it has become a group where former marching band members can keep practicing well into their retirement years. As White said, quote, I'd like to see us continue to grow our numbers and see us perhaps become a competitive band because we have talent, end quote. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by Boise Save a Tree. Boise Save a Tree offers full-service tree, shrub, and lawn care, as well as plant health care and commercial tree services. Did you know that right now is the perfect time to prune your trees? Why now? Because many trees are dormant this time of year and haven't put on their leaves. Pruning dormant trees is much less stressful to them as they are not in the middle of their growth cycle. This is also the perfect time to set up your plant healthcare program or to figure out if your trees or shrubs even need to be on a program. Virtually every tree in an urban environment is living in poor soil. Boise Save a Tree has the fertilizers and soil amendments needed to improve soil conditions. Applications to control harmful insects and fungal conditions are also often needed to optimize health. Spring is nearly upon us, so this is the time to have your landscape evaluated and get a plan in place. Boise Save a Tree also offers lawn care service. You may not be thinking about your lawn yet, but Boise Save a Tree is. The first visit and application will be coming up soon, so don't wait to reach out and get your lawn on a program before the summer heat rolls in. We all know it's not the easiest task to keep your yard healthy and green when it's over 100 degrees out. If you're working on a commercial project or you have a corporate campus, Boise Save a Tree has options for you too. Their team of certified arborists can help you create a tree management and preservation plan, manage tree inventory, and more. Don't wait for spring to care for your trees. Contact Boise Save a Tree today for a free consultation. You can call 208-473-8223 or contact them through their website at www.savatree.com. You can find that link in the show notes. A wee history of Scots in Idaho. Scots have been a part of Idaho's history for hundreds of years. Not surprising, really, considering how many Scots have immigrated here over the course of the country's history. Just to give you an idea of why you instantly know the sound of bagpipes and can picture a kilt-clad Scottish Highlander, there are an estimated 20 million people of Scottish ancestry living in the United States. 34 of our 46 presidents have had Scottish forebears. And Idaho's Scots certainly made their mark. In the late 1800s, a Scottish man named Andy Little immigrated to Caldwell and bought sheep. By 1929, his sheep were producing 1 million pounds of wool a year. When he died in 1941, he was remembered as the, quote, sheep king of Idaho. A fact his grandson, our governor, Brad Little, still references in interviews today. In other words, Scottish culture is part of Idaho's culture. Just look at the Caledonian Society's Robbie Burns Night, which celebrated its 119th year in 2024. Longtime residents might even remember a tiny shop, Wee Bit o' Scotland, where homesick Boiseans and Scottish enthusiasts could buy urn brew soda and tins of haggis. But nothing is more viscerally Scottish than bagpipes, which begs the question, why do we hear them on St. Patrick's Day? Well, turns out the Irish had their own version of the instrument. In fact, Early says, bagpipes were around, quote, well before Jesus Christ. On to the next gig. Why have the Highlanders been around so long when many small cultural groups fizz out after a few years? Pittman, White, and Early thank Hollywood, in part, for their current roster of members. Popular culture has helped, too. Braveheart, Rob Roy, and more recently, Outlander, have done wonders for traditional Celtic music, dance, and even competitive sports. So has Boise's growing population. I think over the years, we've gotten a reputation for being a really cool community band, Early said, especially over the last few years, end quote. After this year's St. Pat's, the Highlanders will begin practicing for the next gig. This year, Pittman and White say they feel especially responsible for keeping a beloved Boise tradition going. Ron Lopez ran the Highlanders like a business, they say, and they want to make sure the group stays successful. Pittman said, quote, he had an envelope that was always full of money that he collected from his own piping gigs that he rarely spent on himself. She said, instead, by quietly buying new costumes or equipment for members of the group. I always quote Pete Rose, she said. I would have walked through hell in a gasoline suit for Ron. He loved us all, end quote. If you'd like to get involved with the Boise Highlanders, you can visit boisehighlanders.com. You can find that link in the show notes. The group is not offering bagpipe lessons at the moment, but they hope to in the near future. But they would be more than happy to hook you up with information on where you could take them. And of course, you can see them at many locations all throughout the Treasure Valley on St. Patrick's Day. Here's the schedule. We got it early for you. You can also find this on the Boise Highlanders website, I believe. So starting on Friday, March 15th at 4:45 p.m., they will be at Hooligan's Pub, which is at 10704 West Overland Road in Boise. At 5:45 p.m., they will be at Stone Crossing in Boise. 7 p.m., Quinn's Restaurant and Lounge, which is on Vista Avenue in Boise. At 8:15 p.m., they will be at Stone Crossing again in Boise. And to be determined time, but they will be at Gill's Canine Bar in Boise on Friday, March 15th. On Saturday, March 16th at 11:30 a.m., they will be at High Desert Harley Davidson in Meridian, 3 p.m. at the James Kitchen and Bar on Broadway Avenue in Boise, 3:30 p.m. Hyde Park Pub and Grill on 13th Street in Boise, 4 p.m. they will be at Payette Brewing Company, 4:30 p.m. they will be at the Stagecoach Inn on Chinden Boulevard in Garden City, at 4 p.m., they will be at Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. That's the one on Milwaukee Street in Boise. At 4:30 p.m., they will be at Lindy's Steakhouse on Chinden in Boise. 5 p.m., Hooligan's Pub. That's on Overland Road in Boise. At 6 p.m., at 10 Barrel Brewing, the one downtown in Boise. Also at 6 p.m., there will be a group at the Curb Bar and Grill. That's on South Meridian Road in Meridian. At 6:30 p.m. at Sacred Heart Church, that's on South Latos Street in Boise. At 7 p.m., they'll be back at Quinn's on Vista in Boise. At 7:15 p.m. at the Owyhee Tavern down in downtown Boise on Main Street. 9 p.m., Hump and Hannah's on Main Street in Boise. Also at 9 p.m. at Lindy's Steakhouse on Chinden in Boise. At 9:30 p.m., they'll be at Tom Graney's in Boise, that's in downtown. At 10 p.m., they will be at Jim's Alibi, which is on Broadway Avenue in Boise. And then there's another to-be-determined time at Gill's Canine Bar, also on Saturday. And then on Sunday, March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, at 1 p.m., they will be at the Owyhee Tavern downtown on Main Street. 1 p.m. at Sockeye Brewing, the Fairview Avenue Brewery location in Boise. 1:30 p.m., Hyde Park Pub and Grill on 13th Street. 2:15 p.m., Rudy's Pub and Grill on Overland in Meridian. At 2:30 p.m., at Beer's Pizza and Sports Pub, which is on Emerald Street. 3 p.m., The James, which is on Broadway Avenue in Boise. Also at 3 p.m., The Tavern at Eagle Island, which is on North Linder Road in Meridian. 3 p.m., at Rudy's Pub and Grill on West McMillan Road in Meridian. At 3:30 p.m. at Payette Brewing, 3:30 p.m. at the Refuge Restaurant and Lounge, which is off of Park Center in Boise, 4 p.m. the Curb Bar and Grill in Meridian, 4 p.m. the Harp on North Eagle Road in Meridian, 4 p.m. at the Tavern at Bound Crossing, which is on Bound Way in Boise, 5 p.m. Hooligan's Pub on West Overland Road in Boise, 5 p.m. at the Ram Restaurant and Brewery in Boise, which is off Park Center, and 5 p.m. at the Ram Restaurant in Meridian, 5:30 p.m. at Barbacoa, 5:45 p.m. at Stone Crossing in Boise, 6 p.m. at Coa de Hima, the newish Mexican restaurant downtown, it's on Main Street, 6 p.m. at Bardinet Restaurant, the Boise location, which is on Grove Street, 6:30 p.m. Rudy's Pub and Grill on Overland, and at 6:30 p.m. Rudy's Pub and Grill on McMillan, 7 p.m. at 13th Street Pub and Grill, 7 p.m. at Perea Grill and Cantina, which is the downtown location, 7 p.m. at Quinn's Restaurant at on Vista in Boise, 7:30 p.m. at Hyde Park Pub and Grill on 13th Street, 8 p.m. at Perea Grill Hyde Park, 8:15 p.m. at Stone Crossing, and then one more to-be-determined time at Gill's Canine. All right, I have that whole schedule written out in the newsletter, so it's probably easier to just go look at it. But that's all I got for you. I hope you go find the Highlanders this weekend while you are celebrating St. Paddy's. All right, thanks for listening.